Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, September 12th, 2021, the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." Jesus asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Christ." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are thinking not as God does, but as humans do." Jesus called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wants to become my follower, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, this is a beautiful gospel reading, and many things stand out for me in this gospel, I think, that we know quite well. The striking question that Jesus asks the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" You know, he first asked about, well, what are others saying about me? You know, who am I? Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, others prophets. But who do you say that I am? And that's a very important question that Jesus asks each of us in the realities of our faith. Who is Jesus in our lives? Is he a stranger that we don't know? Or is he a close friend, companion, teacher, master, and king, whom we serve, whom we love, whom we journey with, whom we're willing to die for? And this scene happens in Caesarea Philippi, a very kind of commercial area, not a big area of faith. But in this background of all the things of the world, Jesus stands before them and, you know, who am I to you? Jesus has been teaching them. They've been seeing miracles. They've been sent out in his name. And it's interesting where, you know, Peter gives the perfect response. "You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. You are everything that we need and we want. You are all." And then Jesus goes on to say, this is what's going to happen. This is what I need to do to fulfill my mission, to be obedient. And Peter rebukes him, saying, this can't happen to you. And what stands out here is Jesus' response, "For you are thinking not as God does, but as humans do." You know, I think any of us who, Peter being Jesus' friend, saying, "No, I'm going to protect you. No, I will be walk beside you. I will do whatever I can for this not to happen." And yet, you know, being a follower of Jesus, it's not our will. It's not what we want, or Jesus is not our Lord and Savior when it's convenient for us. Jesus teaches us that we're called to live our lives for the sake of others, for the sake of the fulfillment of the kingdom of God. And so that's why he goes on to say, listen, he gathers everybody together. You know, whoever wants to become my follower, let him deny himself, meaning it's not about me, it's about you, God. Take up his cross. Following the Lord and doing God's will is going to involve suffering. And we're going to have to lay down our lives, and that we follow Jesus. You know, you want to save your life, you're going to lose it. But whoever loses their life for my sake will save it. Jesus, in this short gospel, it's this call that we're called to give our lives away. First and foremost to God, in following where he leads us, and then giving ourselves away to others, to those in need, to those on the fringes, constantly sacrificing so that others may benefit, so that others may be blessed. Because in that giving, in that sacrifice, in that love that we offer to those around us, we are filled up. And that's why the cross is central. Jesus laid down his life so that we may have life. You know, he gave his life away for us. And we're called to do the same. That's sometimes standing up when it's not popular, you know, within our workplace or within our family or within our community. It means that, you know, we don't look for our own personal benefits when it comes to seats at an event, to anything in our workplace, kind of looking after ourselves and then in what's left over, take care of those in need, offer charity. No, that's not the way it is. We're called to first and foremost go to the fringes, go to the peripheries, go to the poor, go to the suffering, embrace them, love them, serve them, and give what we have for the sake of the benefit of others, so that others may experience God's grace through us. That's the heart of discipleship. But it comes down to, it's connected to, who do you say that I am? Is Jesus our master, our king, our Lord, and our friend, whom we love beyond all else? Is he the center of our lives? There are so many things that compete for that. And that's the constant battle of our faith lives, our spiritual lives, is to push away those things that are not important and always, always leave the heart of our lives and the center of our being for Christ, who will sustain us not only in the joys, but in the sorrows and the sacrifices and in the crosses that we carry for others, to be a sign of hope and love. And the thankful thing is, we don't do this alone. You know, we do this together as a community of faith, as members of our parish communities, our family of parishes, to not only celebrate Eucharist together, gather together for very important social functions and gatherings, but to serve together, that we inspire, support one another, challenge one another to be signs of light, grace, peace in this world. So, who is Jesus in your life? How is he calling to you to follow him? What are the crosses in a way that you have to sacrifice and you have to give your life away? You know, what are the things that you know demand your attention, demand your sacrifice, demand your love, demand your things so that others may have a better life? What things do we have to let go, you know, from our ego, from this desire to be, to fill ourselves up? What do we need to let go and let God guide us? God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.